day, there is a treat for live music lovers on the Dolphin Coast. And if that's you, well, then you need to be clearing your diary and grabbing a ticket for what promises to be quite a rocking event down at the Pumpkin Theatre at La Montagne Resort down in Bolito on the beachfront. And one of the acts that is going to be featured on stage as part of a kind of a finale to a bit of a North Coast KZN tour they've been doing, I'm talking about a band called Lost Youth. And, well, hey, listen, I've got a full studio right now. The full four-piece band is in the house with us, taking up space, but not everyone on the microphone because, well, hey, I mean, not everyone gets the honor. But the full house with us, front and center, we have Alana. And Alana, how are you this Monday afternoon?
I'm doing fabulous. How are you?
Fantabulous. Nice. All the better to meet you guys. I love meeting new musical talent, creatives. Alongside you, we have Fakhri. Did I get it correct?
Yes.
Also yeah. Sometimes called Fudgy. Yeah. But I mean, why not just go for the real thing?
Yeah.
Great yeah. to have you. Alongside you, we have Charlie Charles, who is silently in the background, giving the peace sign. And James on the other side of the studio with no drumsticks in hand right now, but he's got the rhythm. And rocking into a Monday, it's great to have you guys in Bolito. I believe you were at, was it the farmer's market yesterday?
Yes, yeah.
Were you doing some musical stuff, or were you just like shopping?
We were playing. Well, we did some shopping too, but we...
Eating.
Eating, shopping.
Living.
But mostly playing, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it was beautiful. We met so many amazing, lovely people. We just keep saying how friendly everybody in Durban is. It's amazing.
Well, listen, don't confuse Bolito with Durban, because this is
that's what I've been told as well. Yeah.
It's like Cape Town, Stellenbosch. You don't do this. It's a different thing. But
in the KZN, maybe I should say.
Yeah. For sure. But did the heat not get to you yesterday?
It wasn't too bad. It was very windy. So, and we're used to wind. You know, we're from Cape Town, and at least the wind wasn't cold. So it was actually quite nice.
No, I think we definitely win the weather competition if you had to compare. You know, Western
well,
Cape.
Well, that's
to
if you like. Heat.
Yeah. But if you can't stand the heat, right?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
But then also Cape Town will screw you over in summer
ways.
As well. So
this is it. No, you're in the right place right now, and you've got a gig coming up in 2 days' time that will be the finale, the final full stop on what's been a bit of a KZN tour. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're actually doing the whole country. We started in Cape Town. Now in KZN, and then we're going up to Pretoria and Johannesburg after this as well. But yeah, our last show is on Wednesday at Pumpkin Theatre with Freddie Owl, and we love Freddie. He actually just came down to Cape Town recently.
So you guys you've shared a stage before, or was it not like you were on the same bill at that thing?
Not recently, but years ago I actually shared a stage with him at the Gin Festival in Cape Town.
Okay.
Back when I was just starting out, little acoustic guitar in hand. And he was just so warm and welcoming and friendly. And so I'm so excited to play with him again. But yeah, in Cape Town, he gilded. He played like some really amazing shows just recently.
He does have a particular energy and brand of fire that he brings in his own right. And we've had him on the station before. A really cool dude. And there's a new offering as well, the Nonfiction, which I believe is just recently kind of come together as a musical project. So you'll be part of a trifecta of cool live music down at the Pumpkin Theatre. What are the details? Like, how do we get tickets? Is it at the door kind of thing, or is there an online portal you can point us to?
Definitely buy online if you can. There's a website, pumpkintheatre.co.za. You can find your tickets there. You can buy at the door as well if you need to, but you know, we musos, we always love the online sales.
Yeah.
Makes us feel confident that people are going to come out.
That's...
We don't have to have a surprise on the day.
Yeah, but don't be too disheartened, because this part of the world is, you know, people like to live on the edge.
It's the same in Cape Town.
Leave it to the last minute.
We, you know, we'll have like 20 ticket sales before, and we're like, oh, are people going to come out, you know? And then on the day it's sold out, and we're like, oh, okay, great, okay, perfect.
but the hype around the band has been growing. You've got a steady following. Lost Youth is a thing. How did it all begin? How did you four guys coalesce and come together into a single musical unit?
Yeah, well, that could be a very long story, but I'll try to simplify it.
let's let Charlie explain.
Then we'll get the simplest one. No, so basically, I was playing as a solo artist under my name Alana Joy for a while, and I first found Charlie Charles. We played in a different band together for a little bit, and then I stole him away, and then we found Fakhri. We convinced him to join the band by giving him milkshakes, because that's his one true love in life.
Sure, you have to find that thing, hey?
Yeah.
You found
it. We quickly realized what it was. We played a gig at Rockamamas, which was very random, but it was awesome. We love playing at Rockamamas because they give us food.
Yeah.
And so we'll never turn down some burgers and milkshakes.
Exploitation of musicians. Nothing's changed.
But, well, they paid too, so let's give them credit where credit is due. And then recently, last year, James joined the band. And it's been beautiful. I feel like we've finally found our soulmate, our fourth member. I feel like we're all musical soulmates together. And we go through our ups and downs, but it's really beautiful. And we've been going for quite a while now, actually. Like, when we first started playing just under my name, it was like 2019 or something. So, and then Lost Youth launched in 2021.
Okay, so you're a post-COVID project name.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Officially, yeah.
And Fakhri, how would you describe the sound, the musical DNA, if you had to, can you even put a label?
No, but we do. For the people who are, I think we're under Altidoc.
When you're on the streaming services, they got to put you under something.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, there's no category for, I don't know, I don't even know what we are, but we've all got different influences too, so that's pretty cool, like folky, hard rock.
Wow. And you're able to sort of bring those together and find a meeting place.
Yes,
And at the moment, as far as music, as far as writing, creating, and releasing stuff, is there something in the works, in the musical pipeline, in terms of what's already out there? What can people find?
So we've got two EPs online at the moment, and the second one we actually dropped in May, and it's called First Light, and this is the First Light tour. So we dropped it in May, and then we quickly started planning this tour. It's like 3 weeks long, so it took quite a lot of planning.
Oh, that's a good name. We should plan a tour around that. Well,
exactly, the First Light tour.
Yeah.
We've got a ton of songs in the pipeline that we're just waiting to record.
Yeah.
It's always it's an expensive endeavor to record a high quality album.
Yeah.
So we're saving up, and hopefully the tour will help. And if you guys want to help, come to Pumpkin Theater, buy some merch, buy some tickets. Maybe we'll get an album out a little bit sooner.
Do you have some cool merch?
Because we do have some cool merch.
Yeah,
People don't realize how important merch is for bands, like and also as a musical community of fans, just show that you're part of that tribe. This is my band. This is my musical collective and identity. Mm. So if you got good merch. Belito likes
for
merch.
Sure.
I'm just saying, putting it out.
We got some t-shirts. We got some crop tops as well, which is a first for us. Because when you go and buy band merch, it's always just a t-shirt. And we love that. We love a good band tee. But
we're thinking about KZN and how hot it is.
Exactly, it's something for the ladies.
Crop tops
and the men.
Well, yeah, men too. If you want to wear a crop top, good for you. We do not judge.
This is you're going to be leading from the front with this. I can see other bands jumping on the crop top merch wagon. So cool, man. And so yesterday, was that your first Belito gigging experience at a farmer's market vibe? And we're following it up now with some proper on the stage at the Pumpkin Theater.
We actually 2 years ago we actually played right here at the Lifestyle Center.
Really?
It was right at the end of a tour, and it's kind of funny story. Our drummer at the time had a stomach bug, which wasn't very funny for him.
That's why he's not in the band anymore.
He was like, "This is enough now." Shame. He was playing and he was like sort of running off to the bathroom every break we had, and we had just come back from this festival, the Seaweed Festival. So my shoes had completely fallen apart. I was walking around this beautiful mall with shoes flapping, and it was
like
just
wet seaweed.
Yeah, I mean, it was a lovely, fun gig, but we were not in the best state of mind.
Headspace.
Sorry, Belito, Lifestyle Center.
It's cool to laugh at it now.
Yeah. The time, it was not so much fun, especially for our drummer at the time.
This is why it took you 2 years
before you come. Yeah.
We were a bit traumatized.
Like you could return. Wow. Well, well done for having let that trauma fade and having made your way back now to Belito. We're really, really looking forward to a rocking Wednesday evening, midweek, and sort of end of month capping things off in style at the Pumpkin Theatre, which has become a kind of a bit of an iconic venue and has played host to some really eclectic and awesome acts over the years, and continues to be part of the sort of post-COVID music scene revival. So thanks for bringing the alt rock energy down to Bolito for promises to be, I think, a really cool month end shindig.
Yeah.
And for those listening to this now, intrigued, wanting to know where they can keep tabs on the story, where they can find you and follow you on the socials, what are the handles? Where can we connect with you virtually when you're not in town?
Lost Youth Official on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, and then on Spotify, Apple Music, all of the streaming platforms. You can find us at Lost Youth.
And that's with a slash, by the way.
Double slash, Lost Youth.
Otherwise, you'll get some like
random DJ.
Not the right Lost Youth. His youth was misspent. But this is the real deal. The South African Lost Double Slash Youth. Yes. And I've just found you right now on a quality streaming platform that I won't mention because they don't pay me. And we're going to give this one a whirl. This is Stray. Now, this isn't your latest release, is it?
So this is from one of the first singles that we released for the recent EP. So, and I think it kind of is the lead single of the EP. Debatable.
Well, hey, the debate is now open, and you can catch the band Lost Youth live in concert this Wednesday at the Pumpkin Theatre. Support live music.
Just a little rain, she said, soaking in the moment. It's just a little pain, she said. Tears in her eyes growing, she wipes them away, 'cause nothing ever really stays the same. Rain clouds turn to better days, and even the eyes of the faithful sometimes we 'cause your life's a living hell without her. She'll run away, 'cause nothing ever really stays the same. Rain clouds turn to better days, and even the eyes of the faithful sometimes stray.
Hey, there you go. For the first time on local Bolito airwaves, the sound of Lost Youth and a track called Stray. And you heard in the background there's a totally different sound coming out of the phone of Charlie Charles, which just kind of hints at the versatility and variety of the band, from that mellow, mournful tune. There is more up-tempo stuff in the mix as well.
There is.
But you're going to have to hear it live for yourself on Wednesday at the Pumpkin Theatre down at Lamontagne Resort in Bolito, because they're in town for one night only, folks, and then they're off to Gauteng. I would say, you know, normally you save the best for last, but I think Bolito is the best, and then you're just going where the money is, and that's
yeah.
That's Gauteng. Yeah. But well done, guys, for picking Bolito. You've made a smart choice, I think. I think it's going to be a regular on your touring circuit from here on out.
Definitely.
I love that tune, Stray. We're going to have to load it onto the official 88FM playlist, along with your other stuff as well.
Yes, please.
And one more time, for those that have just tuned in and just caught the end of that tune and are just hearing the name Lost Youth now, where can they find you on all good streaming platforms and on social media?
Lost Youth Official on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and Lost/Youth, Lost/Youth on Spotify and Apple Music. If you just search Lost Youth, it should still come up. Look for the blonde girl and the pretty boys next to her.
There you go.
That should be good.
You're hearing it from the blonde girl, Alana, the pretty boys next to her, Fakhri, Charlie Charles, and James cool in band. The house. Yeah, that could be your like alternate, you know. Yeah.
Alana and the pretty boys.
Your alter ego as a band.
They are very, don't you agree? They're very beautiful looking boys.
It's just a good looking package. So I think that's definitely going to be a single on the next the next EP. Look out for Alana and the pretty boys. We'll be playing it right here when it comes out on Radio Life and Style for the love of local music. It's nearly 3 o'clock, nearly time to get into the news. And guys, we'll see you down on stage at the Pumpkin Theatre. 7 p.m. things awesome. Get going, right?
Exactly.
You got it. Tickets available online on the Pumpkin Theatre website and at the door as well. But best bet, get yours online before they're all gone, and maybe come dressed for a bit of a Halloween party. And, you know, I think it's gonna be in the air on Wednesday night.
Yeah.
You heard it on Radio Life and Style, and the news coming your way after a